50 years, Brazil have dominated international football. Five times World Cup winners, no other nation has had so much success. Their yellow shirts have come to symbolise flamboyant football.
Brazilians aren't interested just in winning. They want to win with panache. And they're lucky that they can choose.
But for Brazil, success has not come easily. Their World Cup history is dominated by one of the biggest upsets in the tournament's history.
I was an 11-year-old child. You don't know much about life. You don't know much about the world. At the end of that World Cup, I thought that the worst thing in the world had happened to me.
It was a trauma that would take years of soul-searching to overcome. Soul-searching and two of the greatest footballers the world has ever seen.
When Pelé and Garrincha were played for the Brazilian team, Brazil never lost a match.
Pelé was the first true professional, Brazil's football ambassador.
Pelé was incredible. I still believe that Pelé is not from this planet. He came from somewhere.
Garrincha was the last amateur.
Garrincha
shouldn't really have played football.
Era aleijado.
He was a cripple.
Analfabeto.
Illiterate.
Alcoholic.
Alcoholic.
He wasn't the sort of player who usually scored. Garrincha promised to score all those goals for me.
There's Garrincha. It's a goal! Brazil!
That is the generation which really turned Brazil from losers to the best football country in the world.
This is the story of how, driven on by these two unlikely heroes, Brazilian football overcame its biggest setback to become the gold standard against which all future winners of the World Cup would be judged.